Hello and welcome to another episode of the Powerful Women Podcast. Today is going to be a solo episode with me, your host, Randa Caraba, and we are going to be diving in what a money block is and evaluating if you have any or multiple money blocks and how you can release and overcome these money blocks. Because I'll be honest, I did not even know of this terminology or really what this was until the fall of 2023. So I feel like that was kind of later in my entrepreneurial journey. So hopefully me sharing this with you can help you have your own like aha moment and really a way to rewire the way that you think about money, because I do love talking wealth mindset. I think it is so important, not just in terms of money, but for me, wealth is very multifaceted. It's well-being, it's health in terms of like wellness, energetics, how you feel. Obviously it does include like financial freedom and time freedom and abundance, but to me it's not just money, okay? So talking a lot of this wealth mindset into a lot of the teachings that I do, whether it be helping PowerFit members, PowerFit coaches, affiliates have the not only the energy, but the creative passion and the confidence to show up and post online. I'm seeing a lot more women really just fearful and being stuck, I guess would be the word, in this fearful stage. So let me give a couple little like updates first. With that, I'm 6 weeks today from my first ever bikini body show. I am doing an NPC bikini show. It's my first ever fitness show, and this was a bucket list item. And I honestly thought I would do it later in life, maybe like my mid-40s or when I turn 50 or something. But if you know, if you're a close follower or even kind of know me more personally, you'll know that, you know, my husband went through a back injury. He had a herniated disc, about 30% of his disc that had to be removed. So he had two different surgeries. We actually, after his first surgery, were going through his godmother, Judy, who's basically a mother figure to him, a mother-in-law figure to me, a grandmother figure to Croy. She was such a wonderful mentor to each of us individually, as well as in our marriage. And she's been in my husband's life his entire life. He had coffee with her every single day at 1 o'clock. So they were really, really, really close. Anyway, she was going through a broken collarbone, and it was her primary, like she's left-handed and it was on her left side. So Grant was staying in with her a lot, helping her a lot. This was after his first back surgery. And then we found her after Christmas. She had fallen and Grant did not find her until that next morning. He deadlifted her up, did damage from the first surgery, had to have a second back surgery. So between taking 24/7 care of godmother Judy for her final weeks with us, and then Grant having to have a second back surgery, which required 2 weeks of him being down. So you can imagine, like, I was just going through my busy season with PowerFit, all that that entails in running that business, as well as like my own fitness journey, as well as being a mom. I was literally the physical stronghold of our family and had to do a lot by myself for a really long time. And I have such appreciation for single mamas out there. And it really put me back into this basics of, instead of trying to stop the adversity, it was more about how I could overcome the adversity. Plus I felt like I needed to put this little protection barrier around my own fitness journey, because that was something that I could not only control, and not that I'm a control freak, but it was something that I could see my efforts be, you know, they would come to fruition, and it would help me have my own mental time. I needed to obviously be physically strong for our family to help my husband and help my son. It was just kind of fell with the calendar. We couldn't be traveling anyways with Grant recovering from a second back surgery. So I am 6 weeks away from that. And a lot of that was obviously kind of all the adversity that hit in our life. But also last year, I dove in so much more into educational resources with social strategy and business development with my coaches primarily. But then it started bleeding into other coaches or other business owners, other professionals, other content creators. And what I was noticing was how much this fear of what others would think, or a fear of a pivot, or a fear of trying something new, or a fear of a challenge. Even like our New Year Cash and Cabo challenge, the amount of women that were so fearful to turn their beginning entries in, I just kept seeing this fear you know, overcome women. And so I was like, okay, I'm all about leading by example. What is something that makes me a little fearful? And obviously going through the extreme diligence and increased level of discipline that competing, because I, you know, I'm lifestyle fitness with PowerFit, and I love my lifestyle fitness. I loved my body. I loved all the calories I ate. And now I'm on a more strenuous, you know, approach for the stage. But I also wanted to go through that experience at some point in my life, because I've always appreciated the discipline that it takes. And I will say it's something that is a little bit fearful for me, because not that I'm scared to show my body. Y'all have seen me in a swimsuit on Instagram plenty of times, but my actual like glutes and tie into my hamstrings is probably my weakest area, the hardest for me to grow, build, maintain, and keep. And that is such a crucial part of the bikini body competition, and you're like putting it all out there for everyone to see. So I've always felt like I have really strong quads, really good at my core, my shoulders, my back, but that backside, there's just some women that naturally have more of like a voluptuous booty or a booty shell for like more profound tied in hamstrings to their glutes area. I can deadlift with the best of them. I can hip thrust with the best of them, but I don't have that same development back there. Does that make sense? So it's kind of like showing off a weaker part of my body, to where any other like fitness shoot, I've always been able to be, you know, in control of what I show or what my poses are. And this, I have to follow like what the bikini standards are. And I have to learn to walk in heels and pose in heels and a whole new skill. So with all that, that was my own way of like overcoming a fear, putting myself back into the humble beginner seat, trying something new, learning a new skill, knowing that I would suck at first, like my first posing class. Oh my gosh, I have quite the humble video, but I'm not going to be in the beginner seat and suck at it forever if I start doing it and try. So all of that kind of wraps up some updates on my life. We're 1 week away from our PowerFit member meetup, and I'm hosting my coaches at our ranch house. We're going to be doing a content shoot with the coaches, because really elevating the look of things for the version 2.0 app launch in April for both our website and the app. Just a lot of good things coming to PowerFit, and a lot of really good things coming with my more of my business guidance and social strategy guidance that, again, I do create for my own coaches and affiliates, but then I get to bring in some other dreamy clients as well. So if you are one of them, hello and welcome. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for following along. And thank you for being with me for so long, or whether you're new to my world or you've been here through multiple pivots and evolutions, I just appreciate you. So what's a money block? It is a belief or a mental pattern that keeps us from being successful, especially when it comes to finances, okay? And I know this can be a very weird concept to wrap your head around, because like, why wouldn't someone want to make more money and be more successful, right? Yet, almost everyone has money blocks, no matter to what level you're at in business or how much money you're currently making, okay? So this is why it's important to be aware of what money blocks are. If they're coming up for you, you need to understand why, if or why you have them, and you need to be able to break through them, okay? So the world is abundant, and the amount of abundance with especially online business and online sales, I cannot even explain. I just had my biggest week on my stand store. It was a little over 25,000 for the week, but it was almost 24,000 in 4 days. And one of those days I didn't even post on Instagram. I took my day off. I typically take at least 1 day off of stories a week and 1 day off of reels a week for some self-care, reset time, behind the scenes, quiet time, quiet work, if you will. And so that was really cool, because one of those days was that day, if that makes sense. Okay. So there is so much abundance out there. Like if you're in some of my teachings, you'll know that of all the social media creators, no, of all the social media users in the world, not creators, of all the social media users in the world, only 0.04% are creators. And of that 0.04%, 98 to 99% of them have less than 100,000 followers. The time is now. It's not saturated. It's not too late. Like the opportunity is unreal, but the strategy has changed. And not only does the strategy have to really align with the way that things have changed, but your mindset has to be there too, because 75% of this is growing yourself internally and as a person in your own character and your own belief system. And then the other 25% is basically your business strategy. Okay. So a money block is basically anything that's stopping you from making the money you want. Typically, money blocks are fears, self-limiting beliefs, negative emotions that stand in the way of your financial success. Yet you may not even be aware that they're there. And in most times, they'll come in and self-sabotage you in very sneaky ways. So I want to tell you a story. If you follow on my Instagram, you'll know last week we went car shopping for my husband. We ordered him his dream sports car. His birthday's not till October, but you know, the car market's been crazy for a while. Like, I've had a car on order for almost 18 months, and it's supposed to be in April, but it keeps getting pushed back. No expectations here. Anyways, we went to go scout out some of the top options that he wanted to see and then build him a custom one. And one of the dealerships we were at, it was Lamborghini, was attached to the Rolls-Royce dealership. And they had this SUV on the showroom floor, this Rolls-Royce that was, oh my gosh, beautiful. I wasn't there looking for anything for me. I was just there to be his hype girl. Loved seeing him flourish, okay? And after we were finished at that dealership, I did have the courage to say, hey, can I go, can you open up this car for me to look inside of it, knowing that I was not going to buy this car. But we already had an appointment there. We had already showed proof of funds to be there to have this appointment. And so I'm like, you know what? I want to do this. So I got in, and y'all, oh my God, the floor mats were like outlined in fur. Like, this is the type of car you have a driver for. Like, I would be scared to drive this car. Definitely would not be one to have like a car seat in, or a toddler that's ever going to be snacking, or an adult that's ever going to be snacking. It was pristine and exquisite, and oh my gosh. And it was a dream. It was a dream. But I'm not really like a car person, but man, just getting in this car, like, everything was eloquent and beautiful, and every detail was shiny and polished and sparkly, and just I can't explain what it was like inside of this car. I should have taken a picture on the inside is what I really should have done. And so after that, I asked the sales associate, I said, can I take some pictures and some videos for some of my future content? And he's like, yeah, have at it. So Grant did that for me. And when I got home from then, I really realized how much my own money blocks have been released, how much I have really stepped into my own wealth mindset. And if you haven't already listened, it's a couple episodes back, but it's one of the newer episodes of season 3. It's 10 ways to know you're ready to grow into your wildly woman era. I would love for you to go listen to that podcast if you love like wealth mindset and energetics. So I post this all over social media, like the picture of me in front of the car, because I had a bomb outfit. I felt like Grant took my picture and videos, and I was like, hey, I look good. And that was the only pictures I took in front of any vehicle of our time there. And even though I didn't say I bought the car, because I clearly didn't buy the car, obviously a lot of people were asking if I bought the car, but the reality of why I posted it was to share, I bought my first ever luxury car for myself when I was 24, when I owned my boutique. And, I think it was like going into my third year of my storefront, and I was starting to do really well. And it was obviously a tax write-off because I got the big Lexus SUV. It was over a certain size and weight, and it could pull my little trailer. It had the cargo, all that stuff that I could have it for a write-off. And so, you know, I had never had a vehicle like this. I never grew up in a family. We never had a luxury vehicle. So me buying myself this Lexus SUV, I stayed at that dealership till 10 o'clock at night working the deal all by myself as a single female. My dad was actually a co-signer on the truck I owned from before then. So when I'm on the way home, tell my parents that I bought this car, they're like, your dad was a co-signer on your car. I'm like, I know. They're faxing him the information or mailing him their information, or I don't know, scanning, emailing, however they were getting the information to him. Tomorrow for the next business day, he'll have to sign and release that because I traded my truck in. And they're like, okay, like, she just did this all on her own. But you know what? I had that dream car, and I did wake up my roommate when I got home, and I was so excited to show her. And I worked a deal on free oil changes for 2 years, where they would drive to me, bring me another Lexus rental car, take the car because I had bought it at Sewell in Houston, outside of College Station. So I had really worked a sweet deal here. I remember I think I put down like $11,000 cash on it after one of my shows. And I'm sure they were like, what is this girl walking in here with this type of cash? Because a lot of it was $20 bills from like a Southern Jules show. Anyways, after I had that car, came home, I parked it in the back of my store, far, far in the back. I did not want my employees to see. I did not want my clients to see. I was insecure in this car. I did not realize I was insecure at the time, but I thought, I don't want them to see that that I'm spending this kind of money because I don't want them thinking I'm making too much money or my prices are too high. And I feel like I have always paid very, very well. Like my pay rates have always been something that I'm proud of in terms of commission. Like PowerFit affiliates, it's 50%. I mean, what our coaches are paid, even like my admin assistant is like, you're very generous in your pay. And so to hear that from someone on my team, I obviously think that, and that's what I strive for, but I didn't want like customers or, you know, just this, it was me getting in my own head. Like if I start showing up that I'm in this Lexus, or am I going to lose customers? Am I going to lose what I have worked to build to be able to afford this car? Let's be really, really like honest here. Okay. And so that was a limiting belief. And that was a wealth block, a money block, a cash block, all of those things. Because what it was that I didn't feel I was worthy of the car, or I felt showcasing me in this car would act like there was some fault in the structure of my business or the pay of my business or the way that I priced my items, which was not the case. So it was my own internal insecurity and mindset thing that I had to overcome. So the whole big thing of me sharing my picture in front of this Rolls-Royce car is I was like, I am so proud of how far I've come in my own wealth mindset and my own wealth abundance, energetics of, I will stand right in front of this car that is a very expensive car, and I will take pictures and I will broadcast it publicly and say how I have overcome from this 24-year-old version of me that thought once I bought this luxury car, I needed to go hide and park it very far in the back where no one would see it. So huge growth for me. So that is me kind of just like a very real world of a money block that I had, even though I didn't really understand the term money block until last fall. Okay. So the thing is, money blocks can have you making choices that are not in the best interest of your business or of yourself or of your life. Okay. For instance, like let's say you launched a business or launched something online and it's not going as well as you want it to. So instead of being persistent, you end up losing confidence and you pull back and start hiding towards the end of your launch. Therefore, obviously losing sales and money and momentum in the process, kind of just basically shutting down. Another example would be when people tell themselves that they're not good at handling money or they're not good at business. You know, that is something that if you're telling yourself that, then that's exactly where you're going to stay. There's no way you're going to overcome that and like actually grow into being good at handling money or facing being good at business. When the truth is, you are in control. Like you can hire a financial investor, you can hire a business strategist, you can hire a business coach, you can purchase a course, you can do something that helps you grow in this knowledge and this confidence, or you can stay like a victim to it and say, I'm just not good at that. Another thing would be of money blocks. This is a big one. Blaming things outside of you, like the economy. And I know the economy is in a very big shift. And so with that, a lot of things have changed. But that doesn't mean that you just like shut down, stop, and blame it on the economy. Now, some businesses have to. If it comes to where like cost of goods sold have skyrocketed too much and there's not as much profit margin for like the output versus the input. But that doesn't mean that that individual doesn't pivot then into something that is more profitable, more sustainable during a certain economy. So I'm not talking about the business, for instance. I'm talking about the individual, the business owner, the leader behind it, okay? Because just saying, well, my clients can't afford my service, or that I'm too busy, or the economy's too rough, like those ultimately are excuses, and they come down to limiting beliefs, fears, and a money block. Because, of course, there's always external factors that can be, you know, impacting you, but most of the times they really are excuses to stay stuck and stay where you're at. And if you don't like this type of vibe, then I may not be your person, or I may not be who you want to listen to, because as much as I am I've been through a lot of things with business and I'm very empathetic and understanding, but I'm also but you show up, or you pivot, you learn, you grow, you expand. You know, if stuff is too hard or not working here, then maybe we need to reevaluate and do something a little bit differently versus just completely like quitting and giving up or giving into your money blocks. Okay. Because most of the time, you can take action to really overcome just about anything. Now, obviously, like things like a terminal illness or things like that, you can't, but it's crazy what your mind can really overcome. You can shift your business model when the economy changes. You can create a lower priced offer. You can create an entry priced membership. You can get creative with your offerings or even pivoting your industry or your business when the economy changes, okay? You can create more passive income streams so that you don't have to be as present in your business if you feel that you don't have enough time. Again, kind of like I said, you can take a course on how to start your business so that you feel more confident moving forward. You always have choices. You always have the power. But the problem is money blocks, unfortunately, convince you that that's not the truth, okay? And typically you see money blocks coming out in procrastination, perfectionism, self-sabotage, self-defeating patterns, limiting beliefs, negative emotions, just a lot of like yucky things that you need to get out. If you're feeling stuck in a job you don't like, if you're not making as much money as you want, but you're not doing anything to try to change that or stand up for yourself or approach your boss or your manager in a very proven way that you have like earned a bonus, if you're constantly worrying about money, if you're having difficulty saving money, if just you're not at ease with even talking about money, if you feel like you're never going to get ahead financially, you feel like losing confidence when you're not making certain financial goals, or you feel like you have to sacrifice yourself or work harder to make the money you want. Ooh, that one's a big one for me. I always felt like I needed to be doing more in my business until I went through this huge kind of like regrowth and transition in my business that was kind of forced on me. Into last summer, beginning of last fall, and took a lot of mindset work, a lot more time with my therapist. I was burnt out basically after a really hard 18 months of building like the first app launch. And honestly, I'm so grateful because it got me to understand the own money blocks that I was having. Okay. So how do you overcome these? Well, you have to be aware of them. You have to become aware of them. And you may not be able to do this by yourself because if you've been unaware of them this long, you may still be unaware of them. You have to get really, really honest with yourself. You really have to peel back the layers. And you have to get honest just in talking to yourself. And if not, then I would suggest like a deep conversation with your spouse, a business advisor, someone that you really trust as a business mentor, a therapist, because even if you're creating more money in your life, okay, some examples of creating more money in your life but still having these money blocks can be, well, if I make more, I'm going to get taxed more. People are going to take advantage of me, or I'll have to work harder. I'll have more responsibility. People will hate me. People will think I'm greedy. I don't want to be what it's thought of to be as wealthy, because then people are going to expect a handout from me, or they're going to treat me differently, or I'm going to lose connection with my partner or my kids or my friends, or if I make it all, then I might lose it all, or I'm going to be more stressed out because making this much more money is going to come with more responsibility and more stress, and people are only going to want me for my money versus me for me. And that's a fear that your body's basically telling yourself that it's not safe to have more money. And your body's not going to do something if it feels it's not safe. And ultimately, all these beliefs come out as your behaviors, okay? Because while your body and yourself is going to prioritize safety and security above all else, it can prevent you from making decisions in your business, like investing in yourself, going after new opportunities, trying new programs or strategies when you're unsure if they'll succeed. Because really, as an entrepreneur, it's all about you coming into your best self. You have to embody the entrepreneur ready to take risk and go out on a limb. But if you're stuck with money blocks, you're always going to end up taking the safe path instead, and this inevitably limits your ability to make more money and grow. So you've got to shift these money blocks. Your brain is going to convince you that you're in danger if you try to make more money. And again, like I said, your brain is not going to let you achieve something that it thinks will harm you. So you've got to shift your money about mindset around money. Maybe you grew up thinking like rich people were evil or greedy, and or it wasn't biblical to have a lot of money, or it's harder biblical to have a lot of money, when really money in the Bible is a neutral tool. It's a neutral tool, and it's a tool that can be used for good. So it comes down to your heart. If you're a good person and you have a good heart and you make more money, you know that you will impact more people. You will make more positive impact in this world. You will do good with your money. That's a reflection of your heart. Okay. So thinking that you're just going to be this like greedy, bad person if you have more money, it's a limiting belief. It's a cash flow. It's a cash flow block. It's a money mindset block. And so whatever this fear is, maybe you were raised in thinking that like rich people were snooty or bad or all these things. That's not true. So you really have to understand that if you've been raised one way of thinking about money and then you've been living your adult life always thinking scarcity or fear or limited tactics about money, or it's got you so insecure that you're limited in your thinking, you're taking a lack of action, you've got negative self-talk, you know, you're avoiding facing the reality of money, you don't ask others for help, you don't allow for help because money is just to you, that's something we got to work on, okay? Because really, money, like I said, even if you go to the Bible, it's a neutral tool, and a tool can be used for good. Now, while greed, the love of money, is the root of all evil, that is very clear and specific in the Bible. And so I do think that there's been different seasons in my life where I've made money, lost money. I've talked about that in different times. And I do think sometimes like God is humbling me to grow my character in certain seasons. But I also want you to know that you can break through your own money blocks. But first, you have to become aware of them. Then you need to identify the root cause of your money blocks. What is causing this? Is it the way that I was raised? Is it something that my parents taught me? Is it the environment I'm surrounding myself with? Do I need it? Is this maybe now you're having this aha moment as to why a mastermind or a group of people who are high performers or think differently about money to surround you in this positive environment to get your beliefs differently in terms of money? Because I promise this different belief system of your money is going to impact every other wonderful well-being season of your life. It's going to be your action, your confidence, your show up, your energy, everything, okay? So you've got to challenge your negative beliefs about money. You've got to work on building your self-worth, identify your beliefs about money, and start journaling them. What are your beliefs about money? Because beliefs are going to come out in the form of behaviors, and behaviors is then your actions, which ultimately leads you to impacting more people, making more money. So you've got to fix the belief before you're going to see the outcome. Forgive yourself about your money beliefs. Forgive others that act a certain way around money. Because if you know someone who lets money change them in a not good way, that's just money's just an expander. So that's what's been in their heart all along. So forgive them for that. Don't think that just because you know one person who changed in a negative way because of money, that that's going to happen to you. Remember, keep your heart pure. Get really real about money and create new money beliefs. And you can get help. I'm here. I would love to be a great resource for you for money blocks and growing into that. Think of little old me that hid that Lexus car in the back so no one would see me parking. Do you know how much I've had to grow from that in my wealth, abundance, and wealth mindset? And you can affirm positive beliefs about money. Again, money can be a really good tool that you can use for a lot of really good things in your life and in this world. And there's a difference in money as a neutral tool and greed and the love of money. And again, you're a good person. As long as you're a good person, money's only going to expand what's inside of you. So if you're worried that the money's going to expand something bad inside of you, then that's something to work on. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and end this one. This was a sweet, sweet, sweet conversation for me to have. And I would love for you to check out my Instagram. I would love for you to check out my business growing resources. I would love for you to check out my strength training program, because I promise you, even just starting to lift weights will help improve your mental health and your mindset. And mindset is everything, even in terms of the money you want to make, or how you feel about money and this relationship and the feelings that you have inside about your relationship about money. And I am loving being on this season of more passive income, becoming more of a leader in my business, becoming more of a business owner who can make more impact of the character that I'm building versus always doing more. So stepping back, enjoying more, working less, becoming more versus doing more. And a lot of this has to do with overcoming my own money blocks, cash blocks, and improving my wealth mindset. And I don't know if I'll ever own a Rolls Royce. It's not really on my vision board. I'll be honest, that's a lot of crazy money. But let's say that I was to own one at some point in my life. I will promise you this. I will not park it in the back where no one can see it. I will take people on joy rides with me. I would do and create so much good for myself and in others' lives with that car if I ever bought it. Again, it's not on my vision board right now. I don't need that car, but I'm really, really proud of how far I've come in my own mindset, especially around wealth energetics. So thank you for tuning in. I would love for you to share this podcast to your story, tag me, give me a feedback, some honest feedback below in the show notes. I'm not the show notes, the channel reviews, because I do check them out occasionally. And I want this to be a wonderful resource to help you grow into your strongest and wealthiest self. Bye, everyone.